Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Terry and Robin's Power Hour, a show where we create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Terry and Robin. And good evening, everybody. Good afternoon, good morning, good wherever in the world you are. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are listening to the Power Hours. And I am joined, as always, by my partner, my lady, my love, my best friend, my wife. Hi, darling. Robin, how you doing?
Hi, honey. I'm doing really well this evening.
Good, good. So, another holiday and a wonderful long stretch of time at home, and now back on the road. It is what it is. So, how rainy, dreary was it over there today?
Oh man, it was pretty horrible. As you know, Monday was the first day of hunting season here, and it was raining so hard that these people who wait all year long to spend the week hunting, most of them stayed indoors today because it was raining so hard.
Don't believe that for an instant. There were plenty of them out in the woods today. My buddy where I stay when I'm working over here, he was out in the woods today himself. So, yeah, he took 2 days of vacation. He was going to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, it has been a rainy, cold, miserable day over here. And it would have been a really good day to stay in the house and look at the Yule tree and pull the covers up and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Watch old movies or something, but alas, no, pay the bills, and we were at work, so.
That's pretty much the way it goes.
Yeah, pay the bills. You know, I owe, so off to work I go, and that pretty much sums it up. So tonight, we've been through some holidays and some gratitude and a bunch of happiness, and now it's time to really start that inward path. You know, if we haven't been doing it before, tonight we are going to take a look within and visit with the dark goddess and spend a little time of introspection. So did you have anything you wanted to share about that or say while we wait for the ritualists to arrive?
Well, you know, this is that time of year where we're entering the dark time and we're going to be spending a lot of time indoors, hopefully working at crafts and working on ourselves, making ourselves a little better, reviewing the the successes and mistakes of the past year, and moving forward and making sure that we are, you know, better than we were last year. And that's what this is. That's what this. I have to believe that really that's what this life is about, making yourself constantly over to be a better you and moving forward on your path, not getting stuck in some self-destructive loop. I've talked about this before, and hey, we all have ups and downs, and we all get stuck from time to time. The point is not to get stuck forever and to realize, hey, you know what? This keeps happening to me. I need to do something about this and change the way I react to this. And that's really what this time of year for me is always about, looking within and taking stock and figuring out what can I do better.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've talked any number of times about the whole point of these incarnations is for us to grow and learn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the classroom, stuck in this body that we carry around.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is where we grow and learn and become better souls. And part of that comes from, you know, the illusion of time, that human construct, that uniquely human construct of cause and effect. And it is through that and through honesty and looking within, and I did this and that happened, I did that again and it happened again, I did that the same way and it happened again. You know, maybe I need to do something different and get a different outcome.
Exactly.
That comes from that human experience. Spirit cannot express or understand or experience those kinds of things. So we have to incarnate. We have to come into shells.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're absolutely right. It's all about growing. It's all about learning. And that all comes from self-reflection. If we can't look at ourselves, you know, what's the first rule? You know, honesty.
Right.
So, again, while we wait for the other ritualists, they should be in very shortly. What else did you do? You want to share with people about this time of reflection and doing dark moon rituals as a whole? I mean, we try to do them about quarterly now. But, you know, this is really a good time to do that as we move toward that long night.
Well, yeah. I think that from the time of Samhain, really through to Imbolc, but particularly between Samhain and Yule is a time for introspection and looking over the last year, evaluating the harvest, if you will. You know, this time of year where the farmers tend to not be so busy, gives them time to look back and say, hey, you know, this crop didn't do as well as I had liked. Maybe this year we rotate the crop, or we don't grow this and we grow something else to replenish that field. And that's really what we have to do in our lives, too. We have to look back and say, you know what, this didn't go as well as I had planned. Maybe I need to change, you know, the way I do that or my approach or how I reacted to this situation. Maybe I should rethink this. Maybe I should look at it from a different perspective. You know, and this time of year in particular is often about being grateful for the things we have and also sharing the abundance and being generous to others, helping people. You know, for me, Christmas is not so much about buying expensive gifts for people to show them how much we love them or you know, that we remembered them at the holidays. It's really about helping people and giving them things that you think they will appreciate, which is sometimes hard to keep in mind at this time of year. It doesn't necessarily have to be an expensive gift, but, you know, if all you've got in the house are bottles that you need a bottle opener, you know, like an old key opener to open, and you don't have any way of opening them, the most valuable gift you could receive would be a bottle opener, right?
Yeah.
So you know, otherwise you're going to go thirsty. So it doesn't always have to be expensive. It just has to be something that you see that somebody has a clear need for, and that's when people realize that they care about me enough to see that. They care enough to notice.
Well, that goes to the whole concept of perfect love.
Right, exactly.
You know, perfect love and perfect trust is not this Pollyanna pie in the sky, oh, everybody loves everybody, you know. It doesn't, you know, the real world doesn't work that way. But if you love someone enough to get to know their truest nature, who they are, what they need, then you can demonstrate that in ways like you're saying. You know, what does someone really need for the holidays? What is that one thing that will make their life more full? You know, not necessarily, like you said, the most expensive thing, but the thing that they really need. And that's a very cool thought. And it, you know, it does dovetail with the way we teach about perfect love and perfect trust. So with all of that said, our ritualists are all here. Go ahead and bring Niv and Shira and Vega into the mix. Hi, everybody. How are you doing tonight?
Good evening.
Doing
good
well.
Evening.
Hi, Shira.
Hi, Niv.
Okay, good timing. Hey, Vega.
So three of us just got through with our Thanksgiving. You guys up there don't have any holidays that time of year, do you? Your Thanksgiving is in October.
Our Thanksgiving is in October, and then we have Remembrance Day in November.
Okay. All right. So do y'all do something special for Remembrance Day, or is it time?
Well,
or
there's... It's more a time of remembering.
It's like Veterans Day, yeah.
Yeah, just kind of for remembering those that fought for us, so.
Oh, okay, so it's your version of Veterans Day.
Yes.
That's it.
Okay. All right, very cool. All right, so are we about ready to take a journey within and visit the Dark Goddess?
Where's that?
Always ready.
All right.
On we go.
We.
All right. All right, my lady.
We.
Yes, we.
I'd like everybody to take a nice deep breath and let it out. Be present. Become aware of the people around you, both physically and in other places around the globe. Tonight, we have come together in spirit to celebrate a dark moon.
Focus and become aware of the opening of your crown chakra. Vision pulling energy into you from the universe. Feel it as it fills the top of your head down to your third eye. Let your third eye see that violet ball of light, and it opens. The energy fills your head, stopping at your throat. See the blue ball of light spinning. Feel the pressure of the light of the universe pushing. Then open that chakra also. Feel the light of the universe move down into your chest. See the ball of green light. You feel that pressure until it opens. The energy moves down to your solar plexus, where a ball of yellow light holds it back, building pressure until it opens. It moves down to your second chakra, where the orange ball of light is spinning, and it opens. Your entire head and torso are now full of the blue white light of the universe. See the ball of red light at your root, spinning, feel the pressure building until it opens. And the light of the universe spills into your hands, into your arms, into your legs, into your feet and toes, up into your arms, down your hands. Raise your hands out in front of you. Open the chakras in the palms of your hands and see the beams of light connecting with everyone around the globe, everyone listening to my voice, connected. Connecting with all of these others around the globe, creating a web, all the light and beams of light, the blue-white light of the universe surrounding and protecting this space and this time. It is a time between the realms, a world of its own, created by the we, who are connected by the light of the universe, here tonight to honor the gods and goddesses at this dark moon.
You are comfortably warm, your physical body firmly rooted in your space. You are acutely aware as you float in a sea of tranquility, safe, ready, protected, and reaching out towards your gods. Inside this sacred space, cleansed by our light and full of the energy of the divine.
We cast the circle of ancient lore.
Waves upon a timeless shore.
It has no beginning nor an end.
It knows neither foe nor friend.
Ouroboros of legends old.
Rings of power forged of gold.
A ring around a silvery moon.
Cast you now, O ancient rune.
Powers of the East, O creatures of air, we call upon you and ask you to join us this night as we celebrate the dark moon. May your winds inspire us and bestow upon us your gifts of communication and new ideas. Go with us in our solitude as we manifest new ways of seeing ourselves and the world. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Powers of the South, O creatures of fire, we call upon you and ask you to join us this night as we celebrate the dark moon. May your flames transform us and allow us to start anew as we learn to love deeply and without fear. Assist our spirit to rise from the ashes of old cold fires. Reignite our passions. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Powers of the West, creatures of water, we call upon you and ask you to join us this night as we celebrate the dark moon. May the power from your watery depths crash upon our shores, purify us, and prepare us for emotional rebirth. Bestow upon us your gifts of strength and wisdom during this rite as we honor the Crone Goddess. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Powers of the North, O creatures of Earth, we call upon you and ask you to join us this night as we celebrate the dark moon. May your dark caves and solid rocks shelter us as we prepare to go within to find healing and integration. Bestow upon us your gifts of opportunity and the stamina to work and find the abundance we seek. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. Beloved ancestors, our beloved elders, those who have gone before, We ask you for your guidance and your aid this night and at all times. Join us tonight to guide us in this ritual of introspection and appraisal of ourselves. Join us and be with us as we journey inward to see what is holding us back from our truest potential. Beloved ones, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
God, King Stag, Sage, you who comfort us at times when we have distress or sadness, be with us this dark night and guide us as we face the greatest of all challenges. Lend us your strength as we journey to the underworld and challenge our shadows. Show us a clear path over the bridge to speak with the Grandmother. Give us the tools we need to face ourselves and our inner weaknesses, and empower us to make the changes needed to rise to our highest potential. Join us, O God, as we turn to you this sacred night. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
O great goddess, Mother of Earth, goddess of the cauldron and keeper of secrets, we journey to you tonight to face our greatest challenge. Show us a clear path over the bridge to a place of introspection and inner honesty. Allow us to see our darkest shadows this moonless night. Help us to see clearly that which is holding us back. Help us to find a way to rise to our highest potential. Join us, Grandmother of the Cauldron, as we turn to you this sacred night, and we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Tonight, we celebrate the dark moon and look within.
Together, we will forge a new path as we journey into the underworld and into our own inner world. We will look deep at the dark places inside ourselves and cleanse them with crystalline waters and sweep them clear and clean. We will see things we may not like about ourselves, but we will be made aware of what actions, people, and behaviors we need to remove or change in our lives. I expect this to be a rather powerful journey this evening. Remember, though, you are not alone. The goddess is here with you to love and accept you as who you are now and who you will be when you move forward. The god is also with you as your father to support you. Tonight, your high priest and priestess act in the stead of your gods as a conduit. We are here to listen, to support you, hold your hand, and even help to dry your tears if that is what you truly need. Without judgment or condemnation, for none of us is perfect. None of us is without fault. We each walk a blade edge in the darkness, balancing the dark and light inside ourselves. Think of tonight as a calibration of that darkness to make sure that you get a true read on it and it isn't getting out of check. Take the information you receive tonight and use it to create positive change within you and thereby change your world.
Tonight we will participate in a guided meditation. Tonight we will journey to the underworld. We will seek to look within and see ourselves in total honesty. Tonight we will face our fears and our weaknesses. Tonight, we face our shadow selves.
Take a deep breath in and let it out. Another deep breath in and let that one out. Find a comfortable position. Get settled in. Listen to the rhythms of your body. Feel your heart beating. Feel your breath. And as you listen to the rhythms of your body, you begin to feel the sensation of floating. Float, relax, enjoy this moment. And now become aware of a circle of benches, a fountain in the center. A path disappears into the trees. It's brisk, the edge of winter. It's crisp, but you don't feel really cold. But you definitely feel the coolness. You see the grasses brown around you. The leaves still clinging to the trees are brown. A bird cries overhead. You look up into a dark sky, that deep blue that you only see in the winter. Follow the path. And as you walk, feel the grass kind of crunching under your feet. It's dried and cold. And as you walk, you come to a bridge crossing a creek. Step up onto the stone bridge and stop at the top. Stand at the rail and look down at the water. You can almost see ice beginning to form on the edges, where the mist is frozen. And now see all of the burdens that you have been carrying, all the fears, all the doubts, all the angers and resentments. See them appear on the edge, on the rail of the bridge. You may see them as bundles, packages tied up in string. You may see them as rocks or bricks. However they appear to you, whatever symbolizes burden, see them one by one appear. You might even notice there's more burdens there than you realized. The goddess knows. And when you're sure that every last resentment or anger, fear or doubt is there on the rail, push it in. Sweep it. Push every one of those burdens off of the rail. See them splash into the water below. See them surrounded and consumed by the water, washed away. The goddess will take care of them now. Some of them she will keep, some of them she might return, because some things do have to be worked through. But for now, the goddess will take care of them. You are free, you are open, and ready to enter the realms of the holy ones, unburdened. Continue across the bridge, and you'll notice that the path starts to curve slightly to the left. It goes in through the woods, and then the trees open at the foot of a hill. And the path ends at a doorway set into the side of the hill, push the door open. You'll see that the cavern within is dimly lit, almost like the walls themselves are glowing slightly blue. Enter and start down the path. The tunnel slopes downward and to the left. You feel the coolness now kind of drift behind you. The temperature is warmed and you're becoming comfortable. Continue down and to the left. You can just barely see the path now. There's a dim light, but you can just barely see. Continue down and to the left. Down and to the left. And then you see a light coming from below. Continue down and to the left. Until suddenly, the tunnel opens into a gigantic cavern. You cannot even see the edges of it. But you do see in the center a fire, and over it hangs a cauldron supported by 9 chains that disappear into the darkness overhead. You see a dark stone throne sitting beside the cauldron and the fire. Approach the fire. Approach the throne. As you approach, you see benches made of the same material. As you approach the fire, you begin to notice a presence. The Crone Goddess. Have no preconceived notions of how she will appear. Let her appear to you tonight in a way that is best for you. You look at her, and as she looks back, you see love. However dark, you know that you are loved. She motions you to a bench, and you sit. You sit quietly with her and tell her that you have come to see your truest self. Smiles, reaches over and picks up a tray. And on the tray is an object covered by a black cloth. She lifts the cloth and holds up to you a dark mirror. She bids you look within and see your truest self, who you are in this moment. And as you look, you see with total honesty all of your frailty, all of your faults, all of your mistakes. After a time, she pulls it away and throws the cover back over it and lays it aside. Now she picks up a bundle covered by a white cloth. She removes the cloth and shows to you a mirror of light. She bids you now look within and see your highest self, your greatest potential, who you can be, who you should be. Look now. See your finest self. See yourself accomplishing what you were sent to this incarnation to learn, to grow, to become. The crone now covers this mirror as well and sets it aside. Sit and speak with the crone. Speak with her about what you have seen. Ask for her guidance. Ask how you can take what you saw in the dark mirror and make the changes in your life to become what you saw in the mirror of light. And then listen. Her message may come in words. It may come in symbols. It may come in a simple knowing. You may understand it fully now, or it may be something to ponder, something for reflection. Ask questions. Have a conversation with her. It is now time to return. You stand. She hugs you. She walks you back toward the tunnel. You start to climb. Passing upward and to the right. Upward and to the right. The light of the cavern dims behind you. The very pale blue light of the walls is all that guides your path as you move upward and to the right. Upward and to the right. The light above you is now guiding you. The air turns a bit cooler again. You pass the final turn to the right, and you see the doorway ahead, upward and to the right. You pull the door open and see the sunlight again, bright in the sky. Follow the path back through the woods. Back across the bridge, across the field. Pause and sit on the benches. Reflect on everything you have seen and everything you have heard. And just think. It is now time to return to your body. Close your eyes. Float once again. On the count of three, you will be returned. One, you feel the weight of your body now. You feel its shape. Two, stretching and easing back in, putting on your skin and body like it's a suit of clothes. Wiggle your feet, wiggle your toes. Flex your fingers and move your shoulders around. And three, you are fully returned in your body in this time.
I now you have looked deep into the mirror. You've looked deep into the well that is your soul. The goddess has blessed you with insight, and the god blesses you by standing by your side to help you meet challenges yet to come. You have looked and seen the dark places. You've seen what habits you need to cease or change, which people should be limited or removed, the behaviors you may need to modify. You've looked into the light of your soul and seen who you are meant to be, cleansed, whole, and happier. We are so blessed by our gods to have this time from now to the full moon to evaluate and process what we've learned this night. The gifts of strength, purpose, and of clarity. When we do the work set forth for us and improve who we are, we please our gods, as proud parents are pleased with their child. Remember to ask your gods for guidance and trust that they rejoice in the progress you make upon your path. You are truly a most precious and beautiful, one-of-a-kind piece of artwork created by the universe for a unique purpose. Know that you are blessed and cherished. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Mother of Darkness, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. Help us always to see with open eyes, especially when we look at ourselves. We know that you are always with us. We offer you our love and our respect, and we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
And farewell.
Hail and farewell. And farewell.
God, King Stag, Sage, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times, and help us to always see with open eyes, especially when we look at ourselves. We know that you are always with us, and we offer you our love and our respect. And we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail.
Hail and farewell.
Beloved ones, we thank you for being with us on this journey of self-discovery. Please continue to work with us in our lives on a daily basis. Help us make those decisions for ourselves. We know you're always with us. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail,
hail
and farewell.
And farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of the North, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts and powers. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail,
hail
and
farewell.
And farewell. Spirits of the West, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts and your powers. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and
hail.
Farewell.
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 Spirits of the South, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts and powers. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail,
hail.
And
farewell.
Farewell. Spirits of the East, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts and powers. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Farewell.
The circle is open but never broken. Merry meet, merry part, and merry shall we meet again. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Okay, so as we take a couple of minutes to ponder what we have learned tonight and ground out any excess energy, now we're going to listen to a song about a dream within a dream by Brian Hinkey. And we'll be back in just a few minutes. Everybody stick around.
International Pagan Radio, a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week streaming radio station. We have informative Facebook page, interactive Facebook group, absorbing interviews with musicians, engaging shows with excellent hosts, and dynamic interviews with spiritual leaders. Come join us. We have the very best pagan music from around the world. We feature artists such as Dave the Bard, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, Elaine Silver, Izon, Brian Hinkey, Robin Renee, Fawn, and so many more, all available for your listening pleasure 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are also available on TuneIn Radio, so go to www.internationalpaganradio.com. It's all pagan, all the time.
Listening to Terry and Robin on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show. And welcome back, everybody. This This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are listening to The Power Hours with Terry and Robin. How you doing, Robin?
I'm doing well, sweetheart.
All right. And we're joined also tonight by our ritualists, Niv and Shira and Vega. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Great ritual tonight. As is our usual practice, we're going to ask you guys about your experiences. So I think tonight I'm going to start with Shira.
Don't laugh. He'll get you.
He'll get you and your little pretties, too.
That's right. It was an interesting experience. It's funny because I never really see things that I have to change. I more see in the dark mirror, I see a child, and in the light mirror, I see an angel. And it just, and I also saw a cross, which is just, you know, need to have the faith I had, like faith as a child, but also not to live in the child's past.
Uh-huh.
You need to have the faith as adult to move past the child in order to go where you want to go. And someone said to me this morning, you need to look between the spaces to see what isn't wrong.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of, I think it kind of goes back to that, you know, just to work on that.
All right. Vega, what about you?
Mine was kind of interesting, too. It was a single vision that kind of passed through both present and future visions, I guess. And it was of a snake that seemed to wound itself around my waist. It made me think of the magician from the tarot deck. But, you know, other than that, I'm going to have to think a lot on that one.
Okay.
Cool.
Understood. All right, Niv, what about you?
Well, being that it's dark moon and nearing change, and I find it, it was almost like a filmy, you know, how you have like nylons over your eyes. The only way I can explain it, because nothing was very clear, but I just know that there's a lot of things that needs to change personally. Get my girls on, get busy, so to speak, and make things a little bit more organized. And ironically, I was handed a what do you call those, binders with little tabby things on it. I'm like, I knew what that was. I knew exactly what it was for.
An index.
So, yeah, buddy. Yeah. Well, we've had to cancel a few things, but anyways, I just need to get more organized, and I know that. But going through that visual going down, everything was very fuzzy and dark. And then when we opened this, the big cavern, it was still fuzzy, but it wasn't dark anymore. So I have to think about that as well, because it should be dark. I don't know. I think we live on both sides of the light.
Well, absolutely we do. We both are within us. Hi, Rob.
Well, I think my message this evening was pretty clear about looking within and dealing with some of my fears pertaining to my daughter growing up, and it's unavoidable, so like get with the program. And I just think that a clear message to take better care of myself. I kind of have fallen away from that. I used to be really good. I mean, I used to do yoga every morning for 45 minutes. I used to really eat well, and I have kind of fallen back into some of my old bad habits. So I have to reevaluate that and get back up on the stick here, as it were. But that was about it.
Okay. Well, tonight, I had an experience of basically stay the course. Keep doing the things you're doing. Keep working on it. Like a little cosmic give slap. It was like, you know what you're doing. You know what you're supposed to be doing. Just do it, And so it was a comforting as well as a little, I'm not doing it fast enough, I guess, or something. But there's certainly work to do. I just know what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm not doing it as quickly as I should be. So, or as vigorously, perhaps. But anyway, that's what I took from the evening. And, I've got some processing to do as well. So, what do you guys think about the Dark Moon rituals and this opportunity to kind of evaluate our progress from time to time?
I think it's good. I think I need to write down after each one so I remember, because I am suffering from CRS, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that you can go back and reflect on it.
Yeah, well, journaling is also a good way to process.
Yeah.
Just the process of writing it down.
Mm-hmm.
Often helps us to process through the meanings, the feelings.
As Terry tells me not to go back and listen to the radio show, guess what I do? And there's a reason for it, because I have a different experience when I go through the meditation portion. I already know what I said, but when I go through it again, it's a completely different or very similar, but not exact same journey. So I find it, other than journaling, it's a way of quote unquote cheating, but it's not really, because I still experience something different. And I also might be taught something else about the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
Into listen to me. I just want to know something else about someone else, maybe. I might, or not necessarily want to know, it's just something I'm absorbing.
I get it. Returning and doing the rituals again, doing the meditations again is, very valid. Using that as a tool is certainly all of those rituals are there. And I know that people listen to these, days, weeks from now. What I was saying was I never go back and listen to myself, because we never sound like what we do in our own ears. So it's sometimes disconcerting to hear our voices, back at us. But the, repeating the meditation is certainly a useful tool in revisiting, working through, asking questions, having a question in our mind when we go back. Certainly the cavern and the temple on the hill are places that we expect people to go back and visit repeatedly. These are our places that we have created. And the more time we spend there, the more often we go there, the more real, the more solid they become. We are creating in our efforts and in our work, we are creating very real places in the astral. And those places become more solid and more real the more energy we put into it, the more often we go there. So I certainly encourage people to go back and to use these places. Never feel like you're cheating. Certainly, these are places that I hope that we make our own and make more real and more solid as we go forward, ritual after ritual, visit after visit, as we continue this process and this journey together. So, with all of that said, Robin, did you have anything you wanted to add?
No. You pretty much said it all, baby.
All right. Well, I didn't. Yeah, I'm not sure if that's good or bad. I ended the conversation.
Food for thought.
Yeah, I have to look in the mirror again. So it is, though, past the top of the hour, and I guess time for my lady to tell people how to get in touch with us.
Okay. Well, if you'd like to reach Terry or I through Facebook, you can find us at Little Stone Bridge Pathworkings Facebook page. Or you can also find us on our individual pages, my page being Robin A. McKean, and Terry's page being Rev Terry Power HP. The other way you can reach us is our email, and that is littlestonebridge@gmail.com. And then there's that radio station email that I can never remember. So Terry's going to say it now, which is?
And that one is surn.org@gmail.com.
That's the one. And those are ways to reach us.
All right. Thank you, darling. Now, I'm going to repeat the email address for getting in touch with us, because I'm going to ask a favor of all of our listeners, and I will be posting this on our Facebook pages as well. We are hurtling toward the end of the year and also toward the end of the topics that we have scheduled. Now, Robin and I have been talking, and we have some topic ideas, but we would love to hear from our listeners. What do you guys want to hear us talk about? What topics do you want to hear? And we will encourage you and actually stop just short of begging for you to send your topic ideas to littlestonebridge@gmail.com and put in the subject line show topic idea or something like that to flag it for us, because we are going to be working in the next couple of weeks on the 2017 calendar of topics and events. And of course, we're going to fill in all of the rituals and that sort of thing. But we will be looking for some ideas from our listeners. So again, that email is littlestonebridge@gmail.com. Let's see. For the remainder of the year, next week we're going to be continuing our series on the components of ritual, and we're going to be talking about energy raising. That's going to be followed up by a full moon ritual on the 13th, and then our Yule ritual and celebration will be on the 20th of December. And the, then we've got the how to close a ritual, and the ending of the ritual itself will be on the 27th. And then Our kind of wrap-up of All About Ritual will be on the 3rd of January, and we'll talk more about January as we get closer. On Thursday nights coming up, this week, two nights from tonight, is our open topic night, and there's no telling what Robin and I might come up with, and we're not going to tell you. You're going to have to tune in and listen. The 8th, we're going to have Amakayla, and on the 15th, we're going to have Kellyanna, so some great stuff coming up this month. And, of course, every Monday night, listen to Voice of Olympus with Hercules Invictus and Athena Victory. And on Wednesdays, listen to Dax as he talks about economics and the spiritual path. He is on every Wednesday night except for the Wednesday after Yule. We're probably going to go with a repeat that night. But he's going to be on Wednesday nights with us for a while. And after the first of the year, we might even be bringing in another host and adding another night to the schedule. So still lots going on, and we're moving toward toward Yule and that celebration of the dark night and the days getting longer again, because it's bloody wearying to be dark when I get off work and driving home in the dark. So I'm seriously ready for things to get longer again. Thanks to everyone. Thanks to our ritualists, Vega, Shira, Niv. You guys add so much. The energy that we have built together, absolutely amazing. I've grown to depend on it, and you guys are a part of our family. And, of course, my partner, my love, my wife, Robin, you make me want to be better every day. So thank you.
Aww. Thank you, Rip Hug.
And all of our listeners. You know, it's for you guys that we do this, and we look forward to hearing your thoughts and your topic ideas. And thank you for being a part of what we do here. And about it. Anybody else have anything to add?
No. Just keep the lights on.
Yeah. All right. Well, with that, then, we will wish everyone a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Blessed be.
Good night and blessed be.
Blessed be.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.